following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by the New York City Guitar School. Learning guitar can be done in the most modern and fun way these days. It's like anything else. You can learn it online. And you can do it in the comfort of your own home, the privacy of your own home. You can practice when nobody's listening and paying attention and being overly critical. There's none of that. No, you can learn it online thanks to the kids over at the New York City Guitar School. Plus, right now, if you look for their banner ad at our website at radio-memphis.com, look for the banner ad that says guitar lessons. Click on that and then look for the video that is absolutely free. It's called Guitar Tricks, Tips, and Hacks. And it's absolutely free. Go through it and see. You might learn something at the very least. Doesn't matter what level of player you are. But you can learn. You can take a look at it and see if the course is even right for you. Take a look at it. Look for the banner ad on our website that says Guitar Lessons. Play guitar now. Look for it at radio-memphis.com and learn to play guitar. And by God, you can really rock with it. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. It's been a wild couple of weeks out there. I mean, you know, with the business of the 4th of July and everything that has happened behind it, all the hoopla of the 5th anniversary of Radio Memphis. Of course, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, it's you know, this month it's hot. It's mid July. It's crazy. People have lost their damn minds. It's just the way it goes. But it's okay. We're going to be fine. I think somehow we'll manage to pull through every scenario that the news can throw at us. It's been crazy. I said a couple of weeks back. I think I even said it last week. If y'all could be really sweet and not shoot each other for a change, that'd be nice. It's not a whole lot to ask, really, but it does happen, and I get it, and it's not cool. But you know, let's see if we can you know, bring the shooting thing down a little bit. That'd be all right. Coming up, for those of you in the audio only of this show, which most of you are, some music on this program from Anthony Anthematin and the Talented FN Maniacs. Those of you in the YouTube version, you won't get that song, but you can hear it on the audio version, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. So such as it is, there you go. You know, it's a long story about not being able to play the music on YouTube. YouTube is funny. Google is funny about it. And it's even if we have permission, and it's a mess. So we don't even fool with it. We just cut all that out of the show. And there are those that enjoy it. We've gotten a few listeners off of it. So you know, there you go. I wanted to take a look at something that I've been paying attention to here of late, involving the broadcast industry, specifically radio. This show is basically designed to talk of the business of radio. That's what I do. I've been in this business all my life. Most of it. And my professional life has been in this business. And that's okay. That's just the way that's what I've chosen to do is to do this. And for good or ill, we've seen how the business has changed, and it is just changing dramatically everywhere we look. We're watching AM and FM radio go against the ropes. You've heard me talk about it, yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to go too far with that because it does, quite frankly, wear on one, and I understand that completely. But having said that, there comes a point in any shift of business when something that was fairly exclusive becomes a little more mainstream. This business certainly is one of those things. The internet has been the great playing field leveler for all of this. Anybody with the wherewithal can open up a mic and record something and make a podcast like this. If they've got a camera, that most of you have a better camera than this piece of junk, but hey, it gets the job done. And you can say whatever you want, you can do whatever you'd like, and then it's up to the audience to decide whether it's listenable or not. And this becomes an interesting problem It has been laid down at our feet at this, and that's what I want to explore, because I have said this in the past that I did want to talk a little bit more about this very issue. And the issue is this, that for the internet radio business and the podcast industry, quite frankly, to really grow, for us to really prosper as an industry, we got to get the idiots out of it. What? Oh, what? What are you saying? Well, because there's so many people that can do this and because they enjoy doing this, and that's all well and good, that doesn't mean you're good at it. There's a lack of professionalism in this business, and the end result, there's a couple of things, a couple of issues that need to be looked at here. One of which is that nobody takes the industry seriously when all they're hearing and all they see and all this is just a bunch of jackasses sitting around at home doing their thing, running their mouths and playing metal music. Oh, you can't get on to the metal guys, bro, because they're, you know... Look, I understand. The genre has been sadly underserved by terrestrial radio for years. It has always been that way. Stands to reason that when internet radio became, you know, more of a thing, that people actually sort of stood up and said, hey, you know, we can actually get into this whole metal thing and, you know, we can actually do something about it and become what the FM guys had forgotten or just chose not to get involved with. Well, sure, but if you were to imagine the internet radio business as all of us stations in one big room, you couldn't swing a cat without hitting a metal station, and there's a lot of them. The problem, though, with the metal genre, even though the fans are very rabid about it, they're fanatical. They use the term fan to there's groups of people that have joined clubs based over the genre of music. That's fantastic. But they're also rallying around people that are in this business that feel that they've never been in front of a mic or behind a mic or in front of a camera or anything like that, and they think that they've got what it takes to go on the air and do this. That has become a problem, because when an advertising agency who funds this business, let's make no mistake about this, this is an advertising business. It takes people and individuals to go to these advertisers and say, hey, we'd like to, you know, we're going to give you a large audience. We want your commercials to run on our deal. You give us money, boom, ba-boo, ba-boo, and that's the way it goes. That's the way it happens. So what happens is the agencies, they tune in to the, they find some random hump with a microphone in, I don't know, wherever, pick a city, and he's out there online, and he sounds like complete ass. I've listened to a lot of internet radio stations out there, and I'm gonna brag a little bit because I can. Here's why. I've been in this business for 30 fucking years, and I hear a lot of these stations out there that are online that are, you know, trying to be this big bombastic thing, and they don't know what they're doing, and they sound, well, frankly, they're unlistenable, and it's not doing the artist that they're playing any favors. You know, they have all this music backed up and they're playing it, and it's got the, you know, their little IDs, and it's all cute, and it's on the surface, it seems like it's going in the right direction. But about the time one of these assholes turns a microphone on, it sounds horrible. And I'll tell you why. You have not invested the time to learn how to use whatever equipment that you got, A, or B, you got really shitty equipment and you're trying to make it work even better. Now, I can only speak on the terms of what we've done at Radio Memphis, but I can tell you this. $50,000 will go a long way into putting a nice dent into your production budget. I'm just telling you that right now. It isn't cheap to get into this. You can do it fairly inexpensively and sound halfway decent. I do know that. But it's not cheap to just jump into this and expect to just sound great. There's a service that's out there. I'm not going to mention any names because I know there's a lot of people who would probably get their feelings hurt over this, and probably rightfully so. And I'll get to that too in a moment. But the people that use this service where you phone it in, literally, there's a joke in this industry amongst the professionals in radio. It's like, oh, how'd it go? Well, I just kind of phoned it in. Phoning it in meant that you picked up your fucking phone and you literally phone your lines in. And it sounds like that, and it sounds like shit, and we've all heard it. I get invitations all the time from people on Facebook, from people that refer to themselves as radio personalities. And it's like, who the fuck are you? I don't know who you are. And they go, well, you can hear my show over here at blahblahradio.com, and you go check it out, and you're listening to it, and it's like, holy shit, this is remarkably bad. And you're advertising this out there, and you're, it's, well, you know, this is how I do it, and you know, it's a service, and I pay so much dollars a month for that. It's like, God, don't be so stupid with your money. Don't pay for services like that. You got to learn how to do this. But if you were in the business already, you would already know it. Oh, my God. And that's just it. Now, as I mentioned, so, you know, I've been somewhat hesitant about mentioning things because I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. And there's probably those of you that are tuned into this show that are probably a bit put off by what I've said already because you may already be in the business or what you claim to be in the business. But here's the thing. You better have thick fucking skin, and you better be able to take it when somebody criticizes the work that you're doing. Because trust me, at the levels that I have been at in my career in the 30 years that I've been doing this, including now and today, the absolute horrendous things that people say that are neither constructive nor worthy will get to you after a while. The negativity does get a little old. I get it. I mean, I understand. But I'm speaking on the point of a professional broadcaster to an industry that is largely made up of morons that don't understand what it takes to correctly produce something. This show, this podcast alone, goes through it doesn't really go through that much editing, but there's a lot of work that goes involved into putting this together because I care. Right? It's not a couple of jackasses sitting around for about 3 hours running their mouths about what favorite cartoon that they like on television or why Batman's a bastard in the new film. I mean, there may be an audience for that, but let's be fair. Even the most diehard Batman fan is not going to sit there for 3 fucking hours and listen to you bloviate about something you really have no concept of and make it sound as shitty as you possibly can to get it out there. That's not doing anybody any favors, especially you. And then what happens? You know, oh, we're going to have these grand plans. We're going to do this show. And every week we're going to talk about this, that, or the other, and blah, blah, blah. We're going to do this, and everything's going to be great. And then when they get, you know, let's just say they get 2 months in. Let's say they get 8 episodes in, and they're creeping up on 9 and 10, and they're running out of gas. And they're understanding that there's a lot more that goes into this. And then they wonder why there's nobody listening to it. Well, first of all, it takes a long time to develop a listening audience, especially in podcasting. In radio, it's a whole different animal. Completely different animal. But in this aspect, it's easy. People get easily discouraged. And when they do, then they cuss the whole thing. Oh, you know, oh, fuck it. You know, these people don't know good talent when they hear it. Yeah, that's why you do what for a living? What do you do for a living that justifies your ability to go sit in a studio someplace that you may or may not have built with equipment that you might be borrowing from some friend of yours that was in a failed band and it's got a hum in it because you don't know what the fuck you're doing with it, and you're recording it on equipment that has no fucking business doing what it is that you're doing, and then on top of that, you're talking about shit you don't even know what you're talking about, but it's you and your buddies, you're hanging around, you're drinking beer, you're having a great time, and you think you're making an impact. Guess what, Junior? You're not. And if it seems like I'm a little heavy-handed about this, it's because it's hurting the industry, and we are eventually going to have to come to a point where there's going to be sort of a culling of the talent, if you will. We're going to have to just cut these people off. No more supporting of, oh, that's so sweet, Bobby. Look at you. You've made a little radio station. Oh, how cute is that? All right, now get out there and work on it for 24 hours a day for 5 fucking straight years, and you tell me how well that goes. Right? And get kicked in the nuts every once in a while by your listeners. That's always a good thing. You got to have that. You got to go through that. Oh, but the first sign of trouble, they cut and run, which is great. Get out now. Get out while the getting's good. It happens, at least it used to, in the world that I came up in this business in. There was sort of an inside joke. It's the first inside joke any broadcaster ever experiences. And you, as an individual, decide at a young age that you want to get into this business. And so, for some whatever reason, it's calling to you, or you, whatever it is. And you work the phones a little bit, go knock on some doors, and you finally get into a radio station and you talk to a professional and you say, do you have any advice for a guy like me that wants to get into this? And the words that come out of their mouths every time is, get out. Don't get into this. This is heartbreak. This is killer. It's very difficult. Go. Do something else. And a lot of guys do. They take that advice and go. It happened to me when I got into it. I was told the very same thing. Get out. Go. You know, you're not gonna like this. It's not what you think it is. But I stuck it out and I wanted to see what it was. And it turned out, well, it's the thing that I wanted to get into, and thus I stuck with it. It's had its ups and downs, that's for sure. As you very well know, I have talked about some of these things over the years here with this show. I mean, God damn it, this is episode 127. 127 weeks this show has happened. Consistently, all right? I mean, yeah, we've made some adjustments as we've gone along because I needed to understand how all this podcasting business goes, but I've had to think and do it on my feet. Right, a lot of you people don't get that opportunity. You're thinking that you're just going to be a born rock star and a big time radio personality, and you're going to be the next Mark Maron, and everything's going to be groovy. I mean, there's literally millions of podcasts out there. There's a lot of them. There's a shit ton of them, and most of them are about nothing, zero. Because nobody wants to hear the truth. Nobody wants to discuss the truth. And the truth is simple. If you do not understand how the business of broadcasting works, you have no business being in this business. Capiche? Turn off the mic, go find something to do, and get out of the way of the people, the professionals that have done this their entire lives. Am I talking about me? You're goddamn right I am. I'm also talking about a lot of us I'm not the only one. God damn, no. There's a lot of people like me that have been in this business their entire lives that through circumstances beyond their control have found themselves out on what is called the proverbial beach. If you don't know what that is, young junior broadcaster, you need to understand what the beach is. Go learn it. There's a lot of great talent out there that's been blown out by companies like Clear Channel and Cumulus and Intercom, CBS, all of them. They've all shit on their talent over the years, and they've kicked us to the curb. Well, guess what? Some of these people decided, like me, to stay in this business, for right or wrong, to get something back, to take it back from these corporate assholes. And we could do that if the rookies got out of the way. So we're having to kind of wait that out. That's part of the reason why change is a little slow. Television made it a pretty good deal there. I mean, you look at YouTube, and yeah, there's some great video channels that are up there. There's a lot of shitty ones too, but that's the way it goes. But it's easy to sift through them. Through podcasting, it's a little tricky. You don't know what you're getting. It always starts with Bobby and his buddies, and then they get their friends to listen. But their friends, see, that's just it. The friends, they're not going to say anything bad. They're not going to say, hey, Bobby, that was a great fucking show. I listened to all the, hey, man, what'd you think about that whole blip with blah, 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 blah. And their friends aren't listening at that point. They've tuned out. They're just being nice. They don't want to hurt your feelings. I will. I'll hurt your fucking feelings. Your show sucks. It lacks depth. It lacks content. It lacks character. If you're doing a story type show, it probably lacks story and thought and production. Give it something. Is this show the best show on the internet? Absolutely not. But it's better than about 95% of them that are out there. Trust me, I know this. And I work for a radio station that is run by radio professionals. Not just on air, but off air as well. And that's another key thing that people don't understand. The time that it takes to turn the mic on and to do the bit that you're going to do, to run your mouth for a half hour if you're going to do that, or an hour, God love you if you're going to do 2 hours. God damn, why are shows that long? But they go and they do that. They don't understand the amount of work and effort that it takes to get to that point. There's a lot of off-air work that happens. In fact, I can break it down. Here's a little tip, if you will, a secret, not really a secret. It's a fact that this business, this broadcasting business, sitting at a microphone, running one's mouth for whatever set amount of time, involves if you look at it, you know, the whole thing, it represents about 1% of everything that you do. About 1%. 99% of it is a lot of off-air work, and it's a lot. You have to let the professionals get in here to do this, to save the industry, to save music, to save the art. There's nothing worse than a person who thinks they're an artist, but they're not. I know in the past, this may be contradictory to some of you folks. I have said, hey, if it's in you, it's got to come out. And that's true. But you've got to understand whether or not it's in you. It may not be. It may not be in you. You might think it is, but it's not. You got to listen for that little internal voice inside of you. That internal voice comes to you when the rest of your head is quiet. Perhaps when you're meditating. If you're not doing that, I recommend that you do. Find a quiet space. Go for a walk. Empty your head. Get it out. Just get away from people. Get away from televisions. Get away from radios and computers. Put your fucking phone down for a little while and listen. And listen to the world around you. And somewhere in the back of all of that noise that's been drowned out, somewhere is that little whisper that'll tell you who you are. That's the voice you pay attention to. It's the voice I've listened to. It's very subtle. You'll miss it if you blink. Most of you just roll through this world in this blind fashion, thinking that everything's going to be fine because I'm going to go get this corporate job and I'm going to go work in Cuba Farm and I'm going to get my benefits and I'm going to get all this other stuff. And then, you know, after a few years of that, everything will be okay. And I'm going to meet this person. I'm going to marry that person. We're going to squeeze out a couple of kids. We're going to have the nice little house and everything's going to go great. And then after a few more years of me just being completely fucking miserable, I'm going to turn into a drunk. I'm going to beat my wife every time I look at her. And I'm going to kick the dog across the room because I hate my fucking life. I didn't do what I knew I was supposed to do. You want to experiment in the broadcasting business and create a little podcast? Great. That's fine. Do it. Be done with it. Get out. Oh, bro, you're being a little harsh. Well, you know, if you listen to the shit that's out there, and there's a lot of it, it just wears on you after a while. And sometimes you got to hear the truth. And the truth is never really a pretty thing. Sometimes it can be. But for the most part, it is not. This business requires an enormous amount of work, and it requires a modicum of talent that is understood. And you can't learn it in school. Oh, Jesus. I get this a lot.
I went to the Columbia School of Broadcasting, and I've been told that I can get a job, and
get out. Get out. Get the fuck out with your Columbia School of Broadcasting bullshit. That, don't even get me started on that shit, because none of that, I've never met anybody that came through that knew what the fuck they were talking about when they got out of it. They just spent their money to get that little piece of paper that said, hey, I got a degree from the Columbia School of Broadcasting. That means, hey, I'm the next big DJ. I'm the You can't even fucking speak right. And you can't communicate, and you can't even entertain. So give it a shot in the on-demand world for a little while and see how that goes. If you're going to attempt a live radio station via web, during the internet, the internet broadcast, we're in the golden age of this. If you're going to attempt this, you better understand what it takes to get involved in it. Because there's nothing worse than shitty sound. You know, there's a thing amongst filmmakers. If you've got a bad stretch of video, but the audio sounds really good, the audience becomes rather forgiving of it. However, if you flip that around, you got a great camera, great video, but the audio sounds like warmed over butthole, your project's gonna suck. I don't care what comes out of those speakers. It's gonna suck. You may have the greatest actors and voice people on the planet, but it's going to suck if you sound like ass. This is something that I have struggled with for a long, long time, and I've become very picky about it, especially with Radio Memphis. And we have made some recent adjustments to our output there, and it's stuff that's very minute, and I'm not even going to elaborate here because it's just so damn complicated that it would bore you people to tears. It really would. And it's not worth getting into on that level. However, I will say this, that the struggle is it, well, it's hashtag struggle is real. It is real, but the work that goes into it is good work. And when it comes off right, then you know that you're on the right track and everything sounds really good. And you hear it bounce back. You hear it from people and they go, oh, man, I get it all the time. Man, Radio Memphis sounds awesome. I don't know what you did to it, but it's great. I've flipped like three switches and installed a couple of pieces of hardware. That's really all it was. But there was a lot that went into just that minor amount of work. A lot. A shit ton. More than I care to get into. And it's nerve-wracking. It's crazy. But you have to give yourself that opportunity to try it. I know. I get it. But this ain't for everybody. And you got to pay attention to yourself right now. If you're in this business, if you're in podcasting or if you're in internet radio or whatever it is that you're trying to break into the showbiz thing because your Aunt Freddie said that it would be a pretty good idea for you to do this, then it might not be such a bad idea to take some time and listen to yourself internally and see whether or not that voice does call to you. Don't force it to happen because it won't be there. You have to have a completely clear head for that little voice that I mentioned earlier. You can't fuck around with that sort of thing. So keep that in mind. Keep a clear head, listen to the universe around you and hear what's inside, and then follow that.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
He got angry. He sat there and I watched it as I'm talking to him. His face gets redder and redder and redder. It's like he's going to explode. And he's kind of shifting a little bit and he's sweating. He's sweating while we're talking about this, while I'm explaining to him, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people that have come and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we do this, we do that, we're in 160 countries. And then all of a sudden when I paused and I looked at him, his anger at a peak and he's squinting and he's got the little tick thing going. Like, remember in the Pink Panther movies? You know, the commissioner, the police commissioner is always upset at Clouseau and he get that little tick. This guy was starting to get the little tick. And he's going crazy. And then all of a sudden, in this moment of silence, he farted.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or tune in. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
You need a lava lamp. You also need a shirt that says Memphis as fuck on it. Or a groovy hat or a woodwick candle or perhaps one of those Falsa pullovers. They've got those. Yeah, I'm talking about Wizards. Those of you in Memphis know, I've always known about them. 1999 Madison Avenue is where they're located. 7 days a week they are open. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They got some good deals going right now, as a matter of fact, with their summer sale. And those of you that are not in Memphis, don't feel so left out. Oh, my goodness, no. You could shop there, too. And actually, you can do it safe and secure and support one of the great alternative smoke shops in this area. That's right, baby. That's what we got that as a sponsor. So look for their banner ad. Look for Wizards at radio-memphis.com. Click on it. It'll take you right to their site. You can buy with confidence and order straight off the online catalog and get all the things that you really need. And you don't have to give it to anybody. Keep it for yourself. Shop for yourself, by God. The holidays are 6 months away. Fuck those people. You don't owe them anything. Get something for yourself. Get it from Wizards because it's still smoking. All right, kids, let's get into some music. What do you say? This guy and I, we've had a couple of conversations online. He's a very talented musician. He's up in Nashville these days. He's been recording up there, and he sent us something. He sent it as, you know, hey, I'd like your opinion. And I was like, well, let me hear it. And he sent it to me, and I was like, you don't need my opinion on this. This is great stuff. So here it is. This is a great song. I guess it's sort of in line of what we've talked about here in this episode, but it's a lot of fun. The song is called Push, and this is by Anthony Anthematin and the Talented Effin' Maniacs. Yes, it is. Here it is, Push from Radioland.
I'm running into four walls. I'm trying. so close to the bottom line. But I'm gonna push to achieve. I'm gonna push to succeed. I'm gonna push to be me. I'm gonna push. I've known no mercy. I've done some pain. Well, how can I feel if I can not complain? Well, I'll provide.
Matin and the Talented Fucking Maniacs right here from Radio Land and Push. How about that? It's great stuff. You can hear that at radio-memphis.com whenever you want to hear it. We got a whole request thing that you can go. You can find it on our website. Go through it. There's phone numbers and stuff. You can do it there or just enjoy what you heard it here. So there you go. And that's going to do it for this episode from Radio Land, episode 127, just about in the can. And I know, look, I may have been a little heavy-handed with some of the things I said this time out, and sometimes I've got to do that. I got to let that out, and I'm sure that I hope that it was taken with the right amount of spice that you would take. It's such an avenue. I know there's a lot of people in the industry that listen to this show, and I know there's some people that are, and I mean legitimately in this industry, not the hobbyists, but the, you know, good people that have been a part of this whole thing for a long time, and they probably, I can tell you, they will agree with what I had said for the most part of the entire thing. Those of you that have no idea how this business really operates, but you're trying to jump into this sort of thing and make it work, and you heard all this stuff, you're probably thinking, I'm just a bitter old fuck. And probably I am, at a certain extent. But if you pay attention and hear what's really out there and listen to what's going on there, if you want to be critical, be critical. But be prepared to take it. If you can dish it, be prepared to handle it coming in. So go out there, listen to what's going on, listen to your own heart as well, and we'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.